Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Your host, Forrest Kelly, looks for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Here's your host, Forrest Kelly.
You've got the two different lines. Explain to our listeners the two different lines that you've got.
Sure. Yeah. So we've got our, they used to all be combined. Everything used to be under our Bear Creek brand. And I felt as though the Glacier Bear, we started a Glacier Bear brand, which I did because I felt like they were just kind of getting lost. And they are just certainly a uniquely different set of wines from everything else we're doing. So we've got Bear Creek, which is our fruits and berry wines that are unique blends of grape wines and then Alaskan grown fruit wine. And there's also a few in there that we can't source, a few fruit wines like, let's say, pomegranate that we aren't able to grow up here. So we source juice for those. And then our Glacier Bear line is focused on only using berries that we can source or grow within the state of Alaska.
4 years ago, you had just started the new line. And how has that, has it come around to your expectations?
Yes, no. We're having mixed success, I would say. Yeah, so there's a few that have done pretty well. We have our Black Currant, which is very popular. There's a few other wines that I think are amazing, but they just haven't caught on. So, yeah, we've also done, we have like a gooseberry, for example, which is
gooseberry.
I'd never heard of it till I started working with my mother and father-in-law. It's a pretty unique berry. It's actually used in, you know, there's it's cultivated in, you know, let's say the Northwest, for example, in regions that grow berries commercially. But it's usually used as a kind of a filler fruit or maybe jams.
Yeah, I was looking it up online here, gooseberry, because I don't, just from the sound of it, I was trying to picture what it would look like.
When fully ripe, it has a very sweet flesh, but the skin tends to always stay, have a sour element to it.
In our first episode, we didn't take a deep dive into the lodging experience. You know, Homer, Alaska, which at one time was home to Tom Baudet.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom, that. But I was just wondering.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Okay, Tom, we get it. Are you offering the same experience in your lodging experience as Motel 6? I'm setting you up here for a good one, Lewis.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I would say our experience is more luxurious than insult or anything. Nothing against Motel 6, but we offer truffles in our room and a complimentary bottle of wine, free tastings in our tasting room. There's a hot tub. There's gardens. We have some botanical gardens for people to enjoy. So there's three units, so it's a much smaller, more intimate type of experience.
You know, 1,000 thread count and truffles and a hot tub.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah, you've got it going on there. So what is the, I know that's kind of the experiences with today's wineries is, you know, it used to be just come by for a tasting and now it's like come by for the day or the weekend. So what kind of experience, you're obviously playing into that. So if somebody comes on a Saturday and they're going to stay for a couple of days, what are they going
to
do?
Yeah, of course. Usually people choose to take advantage of visiting our tasting room, and then we have tours of our fermentation space. They can come up and see, kind of get real detailed, more comprehensive look at what we have going on, and you know, enjoy their stay with the gardens and whatnot. But then people will definitely take advantage of the other attractions that are here in Homer. So there's the bay is a big attraction. There's lots of wildlife viewing options and hiking options. There's the beach to explore, of course, tide pooling, that kind of thing. And then there's the, you know, local museums and art galleries and eateries and all those kinds of fun things to check out as well.
Thank you for listening. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iISM. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure. Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.